W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez insisting he will not resign despite being indicted on federal bribery charges.
The court of public opinion is no substitute for our revered justice system. We cannot set aside the presumption of innocence for political expediency when the harm is irrevocable.
Menendez says he will be exonerated. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin joined striking auto workers at a plant in his state. President Biden is expected to join a picket line in Michigan tomorrow. On Wednesday, former President Trump will address a group of union workers. More than 200 Armenian refugees are believed to be dead after an explosion at a fuel warehouse in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Thousands of ethnic Armenians have left the breakaway region after the Azerbaijani military reclaimed control. This is ABC News. 22 years after the 9/11 attack, FDNY officials say 343 members have died of 9/11-related illnesses. That's equal to the number of firefighters killed that day. A white Texas gunman will pay millions following a racist attack.
Patrick Cruzius was sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in July after pleading guilty to federal hate crime charges for storming a Texas Walmart in 2019 and killing 23 people in a racist attack targeting Hispanic shoppers. Now he's agreed to pay more than $5 million to the families of his victims. Police say Cruzius drove to the El Paso store, opening fire on Hispanics with an AK-47-style assault rifle. The payout to victims comes after the Justice Department proposed changes earlier this year for the accounts of federal prisoners with large balances to ensure victims are paid restitution. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Amazon is investing up to $4 billion in AI startup Anthropic. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The Green Bay Police Department is asking for your help to find a missing man. 75-year-old Thomas Van Lannen has been missing since 5:30 a.m. this morning when he left his home on the west side near St. Mary's Hospital. The GBPD says Thomas was wearing a navy blue jacket and red, white, and blue pajama pants. If you have helpful information, please contact the Green Bay Police Department. Does it seem like you're driving in circles a lot? Well, here in Wisconsin, we are. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Wisconsin leads the nation in roundabouts. There are 554 roundabouts in Wisconsin, 287 on state highways, and 267 on roads. Roundabouts are primarily found in the eastern and southern parts of the state, with Green Bay and the Fox Valley well represented. The Federal Highway Administration says roundabouts help prevent head-on and left-turn crashes and get drivers to slow down in general. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna reminds you. Every year, many American children never get to experience adulthood because of the disease of cancer. It's a brutal killer, merciless, and totally blind to race, creed, or color. Get the facts and join families in our community in the fight against cancer. This message from Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna, serving the area since 1959. Let's stand up to childhood cancer. Children are our future, and that's a future worth fighting for.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Fez Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and then slaughter the cartel and it would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to start with something. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk on this station and every other station about this really criminal shutdown that the Republicans are threatening in the House. About 5 or 6, maybe as many as 10 right-wing nuts who just want to shut the government down. But let's take a quick peek at the history of it. And what happens, what really happens if it does shut down? There were 20 shutdowns since 1976. They shut down for 5 days in 1995 and then 21 days from December of 95 to January of 96. And that was on Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich didn't get a fancy enough or a prioritized enough seat on an official flight with the president. So he felt miffed, so he shut it down. There's a 14-day shutdown in 2013 when Obama was president. Republicans wanted to injure him, and all they succeeded in doing is injuring the country. There was a 2-day shutdown in 2018, even when the Republicans had the Senate and the House, and even when Donald Trump was president, they managed to screw it up. And there was a 34-day shutdown in December of 18 to end of January 2019, the longest one, when Trump was president. Here's what happens when there is a shutdown. Somewhere between 800 or 850,000 individuals a day, federal employees, are furloughed. There's something you may not know. If you are furloughed, in other words, they say you can't come to work, you can't say, I'm a patriot, I'll take my paycheck later, but I will come to work. That's illegal. That is against the law. And yet 800 to 850,000 people who are all patriots who would like to come to work, even if they didn't get paid, are prohibited by law from coming to work. It's illegal to work while you're on a furlough. There is an exception for who's furloughed, and that exception has to do with jobs that are required for public safety. In other words, it can be physical safety, cyber safety. In other words, federal prisons won't shut down. Prisoners don't get released. The guards still show up. They may not get paid, but they're not furloughed, and they're told to show up and not get paid, and they're given vouchers, in effect. if you can imagine when it was shut down for 34 days, there's a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck, or even if it's not paycheck to paycheck, they can't go 34 days with no income whatsoever. They have family, they have kids. A couple of other things. The National Institute of Health cannot take new patients. Hotline calls about diseases go unanswered because nobody's answering the phone. They're furloughed. The recruitment and testing of federal law enforcement officers stops. That means Border Patrol. That means FBI. That means anything having to do with law enforcement. The existing people in law enforcement don't get furloughed, but there's people come in and out, they quit, they change jobs, and you're severely understaffed. Visa and passport services are stopped. You need your passport renewed, good luck. It ain't getting renewed. You're not taking your trip. There'll be no inspections for food, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, consumer products, workforce safety, OSHA, toxic waste dumps, and drinking water. No health inspections. One of the reasons we live in the best country in the world is we have very strict inspection of all that. Try going somewhere in the third world, or even in Europe, quite frankly. I was in Italy one time, just outside of Rome, beautiful little town, going to a supermarket, and there's a wooden barrel. It looked like there were a lot of raisins in it. It was open on the top. So I looked into the barrel and suddenly started to move. And I realized a barrel full of insects. And some people, what they do is they have a scooper and they scoop a bunch into, like half a pound of them in a bag, and they like to eat them. You don't have that in this country. I lived in Mexico as a kid for a little over a year, did the third grade and part of the second grade down there while my dad was doing research at the National Institute, the National Library in Mexico for his dissertation. And, you'll walk down a market and there'll be a carcass hanging there, flat out carcass with flies on it, not refrigerated. People come by and buy it. And I don't know what they all are, some of them, quite frankly. You don't have that in this country, but you will if there's a long shutdown. The IRS wouldn't be able to verify income and Social Security numbers. So if you're waiting for any kind of a return, good luck. Good luck. Any refund, good luck. Screeners and air traffic controllers are going to be unpaid. Now, they're not going to be furloughed, but they're not going to get paid. You go to the airport, air traffic controllers are the most vital part, quite frankly, of our infrastructure, air travel. And I went up in the air traffic controllers, the tower in Mitchell Field one time with somebody from the air traffic controllers union who gave me a tour. And you're sitting there on the screen and all you see are these little blips. I mean, it's trying to like read an x-ray. The radiologists read them and they go, oh, look at that. And I'm looking at it and what the heck is that? Well, these are, and the air traffic controller tower, these are airplanes with human beings on them circling, coming into land and little ones taking off. You want the best. You want the best. You're not going to get paid. When they wand you, when you go through security, you say that's inconvenient. You wish they didn't do that. I'm glad they do it. I'm glad they do it because I don't want some clown from ISIS or something coming on with a bomb, a gun, a knife, box cutters. They're not getting paid. You like your Social Security check. You do you? Well, let me tell you something. The Social Security money will be paid, but the people that cut the checks and mail the checks are not going to be paid. Some of them may get furloughed. So it's all well and good to say you're getting your Social Security check, but you ain't getting it that month, and you may not get it for several months. One of the recent shutdowns took $24 billion out of our economy. $24 billion. As a result of the 2013 shutdown, there's 120,000 fewer private sector jobs in the first half of the next month after the shutdown. And they don't come back. 120,000 private sector jobs. The truth of the matter is that it costs more to shut the government down than keep it open. And these are only, this is the tip of the iceberg. The people that don't get furloughed, anything having to do with our safety, some of them are not going to get paid. The Army and Navy will get paid. The Coast Guard wasn't paid the last time. The FBI wasn't paid. They just weren't furloughed. Now, a lot of people don't want to give up a good government job, and they know this is just the Republicans at it again. You'd think they'd get tired of it. I get very tired even having to talk about this. But there are some people who will say, you know something, I'm tired of all this. And they'll put in, they like police work, they'll put in for the police force in New York or LA or Chicago. People on the border, you know what they're trying to, I mean, there's something like 7,000 or 8,000 people came across in one day, 140,000 the first 2 weeks in September. And we have these border patrol agents who are the only line of defense in stopping them. And even then, they don't stop most of them. This is what's happening. Some of those border patrol agents can say, you know, I don't need this. And they quit. And you're not going to be hiring any new ones. You are not going to be hiring any new ones. So what do we do about this? Right now, a handful of right-wing MAGA fascists in the House of Representatives are presuming to shut down our government. It's a very small group of the Republican Party. And Kevin McCarthy is afraid to reach across the aisle and say, look, let's put in a continuing resolution. We'll pattern it on the Senate's continuing resolution so there won't have to be a committee hearing to iron out differences. It'll be based on the deal we cut back in April on the debt deal. Neither party liked it. The Democrats took a little haircut in spending they wanted to make, but the Republicans didn't put these nuts and their priorities in number one position. And then McCarthy will say, I have 221 people. I can get 199 votes, 200 votes. And Hakeem Jeffries says, I'll give you the other 18 votes. Then what happens? We're saved. The government doesn't get shut down. But some clown will put in a resolution to vacate the chair. It only takes one. And all these people line up. And who are they going to? They're not going to make Marjorie Taylor Greene the speaker. They know that. They're not going to make one of these nuts the speaker. Stephen Scalise has said that he doesn't want it. He's not going to betray McCarthy. Do it that way. And if I'm Hakeem Jeffries and he gets 200 votes, you know no Democrat's going to get it. Give him 18 votes. Let him stay in until 2024. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. We can't have a handful of really cancerous tumor districts like the one in Georgia that elects Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one in Arizona, Paul Gosar. You can't let a handful of psychopathic districts, malignant tumors, decide to poison the entire country. And these people in Congress and the Republicans in this state and Congress had better get that message loud and clear. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna
test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music. polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 59. East winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast. Overcast again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Mid-60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 60s. More clouds than sun Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. K.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, maybe they should open up a special restaurant for all these mega Republicans where the food is completely uninspected, kept it left out overnight, and cooked up at temperatures too low to actually kill bacteria. And let's see how long they last when they're spending half a day, you know, sitting in the bathroom, either vomiting or having, you know, explosive diarrhea. That is what food inspection actually saves us for in this country. That's just one thing. I mean, if you have, you know, remembering back in history class where we were read part of the jungle by, I can't think of his name at the top of my head. But, you
is
know,
it Upton Sinclair? Yeah, right.
Upton Sinclair.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Upton Sinclair, that exposing the horrors in the food industry, you know, that led to, you know, Safe Food and Drug Acts that we have, you know, that these guys do not appreciate what a government actually does. And a lot of the mega voters out there do not appreciate it either. You go to a grocery store and you're relatively assured that the food you're getting is uncontaminated, at least with, you know, in the conventional sense, it's can contaminate with all kinds of, you know, agricultural pesticides in the case of some of our fruits. But they just have to get it through their head that, you know, government actually serves a purpose. One of the reasons we revolted against the British government is the government was not providing services that we were paying taxes for. And it's not no taxation. It's no taxation without representation. Now, we have representation now. We're not being taxed, you know, exorbitantly, at least not exorbitantly. The people down at the bottom of the scale should probably be paying less, and the people at the top should be paying more, because our government provides services to them that makes it possible for them to
No, you're making a good point, Mark. And the deal is this: we have representation, of course, it's gerrymandered representation, but you're hitting the nail on the head. Why are we standing by while people decide to do something that's going to result in no inspection of food and medicine? The people who cut our Social Security checks and mail them aren't going to get paid, maybe furloughed. And a lot of law enforcement is not getting, frankly, paid. And our Border Patrol agents, our air traffic controllers, why are we doing this? Why are we permitting a handful of sociopaths to shut us down? And, you know, while we're talking about it and talking about representation, an excellent thing occurred. It wasn't excellent in and of itself, but it was an excellent comment, it was an excellent example, an excellent piece of evidence on why the fake electors in this state have got to be prosecuted. And here it is. This guy, Kenneth Cheesebro, remember, he was one of the architects, the intellectual architects of the Green Bay sweep, of this crooked deal that the insurrection was sort of the face of it. But the idea that they were going to falsely say that there were dueling electors, the states had to decide, they were only going to do it for 6 swing states, not the other 44. And then the gerrymandered legislatures in those swing states would say, well, you know, we're in doubt, so therefore it's Trump. And they were going to essentially replicate the 1876 debacle between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. Now, Kenneth Cheesebro was the guy, and I'm ashamed to say he's a Wisconsin guy. I think he's from, see, the Marathon or Portage County. He's a very bad man, very bad man. He has been indicted along with the other 19 in Atlanta, Georgia, by the terrific Fannie Willis. And he and Sidney Powell thought they were geniuses. They thought they would do something clever and sneaky. So they, under the Speedy Trial Act, demanded a speedy trial. No defendant ever does that. They demand a speedy trial. And you know something? The judge down there is a good judge. He said, all right, you're getting a speedy trial. October 23rd. Today is September 25th. We're talking literally about a month when Kenneth Cheesebro and Sidney Powell are going to go to trial in Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? Cheesebro just filed his witness list. And guess what? 2 of the Wisconsin fake electors are on his witness list. One of them is this Robert Spindell, who shockingly is still on the Wisconsin Election Commission's. Spindell, fake elector, not prosecuted in Wisconsin, but he's going to go as a witness in Atlanta to stand up for Kenneth Cheesebro. The other one is Andrew Hitt, or Height, H-I-T-T. I think he's from, where's he from? Richland Center. I think he's from Richland Center. He was the past chair of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, and he was a fake elector, and he is on the witness list for Kenneth Cheesebro, in Atlanta, Georgia, on an October 23rd trial, a month away. 2 fake electors. Fannie Willis is going after fake electors in Georgia, and she's only a DA. The Attorney General of Michigan is going after fake electors. Jack Smith is going after Trump personally by himself because he wants to get that trial in before the November election of 2024. But he's depending on the attorney generals and the district attorneys around the country to go after the fake electors. And so far, it's only happened in Michigan and in Georgia. It should happen in Wisconsin, and very pronto. Here you have these, nobody puts on his witness list a witness from another state that is on his side unless he's pretty sure that that testimony will be favorable to Kenneth Cheesebro. Here you have 2 fake electors who not only signed a document falsely stating that they were the true electors, but are also traveling to Georgia to testify for Kenneth Cheesebro. And what? No one cares? They're not getting prosecuted? That's enough. They've got to be prosecuted. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez insisting he will not resign despite being indicted on federal bribery charges.
The court of public opinion is no substitute for our revered justice system. We cannot set aside the presumption of innocence for political expediency when the harm is irrevocable.
Menendez says he will be exonerated. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin joined striking auto workers at a plant in his state. President Biden is expected to join a picket line in Michigan tomorrow. On Wednesday, former President Trump will address a group of union workers. More than 200 Armenian refugees are believed to be dead after an explosion at a fuel warehouse in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Thousands of ethnic Armenians have left the breakaway region after the Azerbaijani military reclaimed control. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Police continue their search for 65-year-old Wayne Seams. Seams was reported missing on September 15th by his wife, Sandra. Just days after reporting her husband's disappearance, Sandra passed away. Police say before disappearing, Seams purchased a gun and multiple boxes of ammunition. He also did not take his wallet, phone, or car. He is without his heart medications and has other health concerns. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. After a search that lasted about an hour, a fugitive was back in custody. Oshkosh police say 33-year-old Brian Esser escaped the Drug Abuse Correctional Center, a minimum security facility, around 12:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Esser was found and taken back into custody near Highway 76 and Highway 41 just before 1:30 a.m. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the urge towards violence by the Republican leadership continues. This is the most serious instance of this in politics since the Civil War. In my lifetime, we've never had a president of either party or a leader of either party allude to violence, much less suggest it. But here we have two events that occurred just now that, in my opinion, violate the law. Remember, you can't threaten to kill someone. The president, definitely not. Political candidates, poll workers, and all of that. And they're getting all these death threats ginned up by Donald Trump initially and now by the Republican Party. But there are two things that happened just now, just recently, that my judgment should be prosecuted. One of them was Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump hates Mark Milley. Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He retires on September 30th. He retires 5 years from now. So a lot of praise came in. He was a great chief of staff. He was an Army general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military advisor to the president, both Trump and Biden, and did a very good job. Here's what Donald Trump said about Mark Milley roughly 5 days before he retires. Quote, Mark Milley committed treason. The penalty is death. Now, let's stop for a moment. People have listened to Trump, crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, shoot his mouth off for a long time. And you can get inured to it. However, what he is doing when he says a journalist or a high-ranking military officer or anyone deserves death, he's not saying that he's going to pull the trigger. He's encouraging lone wolves. He's encouraging some disturbed 18 or 22 or 25-year-old who has guns and to take it into his own hands. He knows what he is doing. That should be prosecuted. That was not equivocal. It wasn't what they usually do is say something like this to be sneaky. They go, especially with poll workers and Dr. Fauci and healthcare workers and all that, they go, I sure would understand if somebody killed them. I wouldn't do it, and I don't encourage it, but I sure would understand if somebody did. I think that that should be prosecuted. Right now, a lot of prosecutors don't agree with me. You are worried about the First Amendment, but the sneaky attempt to subvert the rules by invoking the cloak of the First Amendment is providing a violent culture, is providing a culture where people have to hire security for themselves or get assigned security. It was Mitt Romney who said that he has to pay $5,000 a day for security for him and his family. Comes close to $2 million a year he pays. Nobody, very few people, 5 or 10 people in Congress could afford to do that. But that's what he has to do. Donald Trump should be prosecuted. Now, is Merrick Garland going to prosecute him? I think any U.S. attorney can prosecute him in any jurisdiction where that comment was aired. That is sufficient venue. However, when it comes to something like that, it would require the Attorney General's permission to the U.S. Attorney to do it. Is Merrick Garland going to do it? I think Merrick Garland is too cautious. He finally appointed Jack Smith last November. It's now September, and we're going to be hard-pressed to get the trial in before the November 24 elections. He should have appointed Jack Smith a year earlier, and then we'd have the trial right now. He's very cautious. He's very, very concerned. He has the appearance of timidity. And to prosecute Trump now for saying that is something that I don't think, that I don't see him doing. I think he should do it. There's another smaller target, a smaller fish, Paul Gosar. Now, Paul Gosar is a seriously disturbed individual. If you take a look at his face, it's a disturbed face. I do not think it is a normal face. I don't think he has a normal mentality. And he's obsessed with homosexuality. So here's what he said, quote, Quislings like the strange sodomy promoting General Milley should be hung. That's what he said. What he's referring to is the change in Defense Department policy, which preceded Mark Milley and didn't come from Mark Milley or the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It came from presidents and defense secretaries that said that gay people could serve openly in the military without don't ask, don't tell. And that, frankly, was a good development in the military, but Mark Milley had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. A Quisling is a traitor. In Norway, there was a guy named Quisling, was a Nazi puppet. And ever since it's sort of like the word Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was actually a distinguished general in the Revolutionary War for us. But then at the end, he was going to surrender a key position, and we found out about it. And forever afterwards, if you hear that somebody's a Benedict Arnold, you think traitor. Well, in Europe and among people who studied European history, Quisling is the same thing. So Gorsar says, quote, "Quisling's like the strange sodomy-promoting General Milley." Now, hold this, hold the phone. General Milley is not sodomy-promoting. General Milley is not gay. And General Milley is applying simply the policies that prior presidents and defense secretaries have ordered, because we have a military that's subordinate to civilian authority in this country. But Gosar said, "Quisling's like the strange sodomy-promoting General Milley should be hung." He's saying that Milley should be murdered. That is a criminal offense. This is the clown, Gosar, who put out that sort of video that mimicked one of those Japanese odd sort of videos that had him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking and striking Joe Biden. He should have been prosecuted then. It's not a defense that somehow you're in Congress when you do something like this. Here he is saying that the top military officer, the top one in our military, at a time when the Ruskies are going into Ukraine, a time when the Chinese are threatening Taiwan, the mainland commie Chinese, a time when Iran is threatening everybody, North Korea is threatening everybody, what does the clown do? The clown attacks and suggests murder of our top military officer. Prosecute him. Prosecute him. The U.S. attorney in Phoenix, Arizona could do it. The U.S. attorney in Tucson, Arizona could do it. But they'd have to clear it with Garland. Jack Smith doesn't have time to do it. These people are so dishonest, these Republicans. They're so violent, they're so threatening, and they're so insurrectionist that it's almost, you can't shake a stick at the number of them that are betraying the country and threatening the country. You can't shake a stick at them. We're going to the lines. The lines are alive. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Your first Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Matt. And it's a wonderful show, as usual, educating us on what's going on here. And all we can keep doing is calling and hammering on our representatives and the people that are supposed to do the prosecutions in a polite manner and say, we need justice because justice matters, and we need this done now and not tomorrow, because if they don't do something about it, it's only going to get worse. So thank you so much. Matt, for your education, your time, your expertise, because we're really all blessed to have you on the air. Thank you. Bye. Thank
you very much, Gene. I really appreciate your calls. Pat from the East Side, my friend. Thanks for calling. Pat, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I want to reiterate what you've been saying about Paul Gosar. Like you and I, he comes from a very large family, and like Bobby Kennedy Jr., many members of Gosar's family from around the country have openly said he is disturbed. They are completely in disagreement with all of his political and crazy positions, and have endorsed other candidates and have urged people not to vote for their brother because he's mentally ill. And this is the kind of people that the Republican Party now embraces. It is the most frightening and disturbing development in my lifetime. And I'm as old as you, Matt. So I am creeped out in so many words.
Excellent call. Thanks a lot, Pat. And I want to pick up on what Pat just said. Paul Gosar does come from a very large family, as do I, and apparently Pat of the East Side does too. And normally your family stands with you, even if they may not agree with you on a lot of issues. They love you. They should love you. They're your family. And you're blessed to come from a large family. It is true that Gosar's family, his brothers and sisters, have publicly, in writing, said, do not vote for him. just like Robert Kennedy Jr.'s family, several of his brothers and sisters, and there were nine in that family, have said, we totally disassociate ourselves from our brother. He's out of his mind to be doing what he's doing. I take no joy in any of that. It's a very, very sad thing when that happens. You like to see families come together. But with Paul Gosar in particular, Paul Gosar is threatening violence. He put in this video, and I think he then thought that somehow he was cloaked in a First Amendment sort of anti-kryptonite thing, and he'd get away with it. He's killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another member of Congress. And he's attacking physically in this video, not just some emoji character, Joe Biden. That's the president of the United States. That's one they really pay attention to. Marjorie Taylor Greene called for the murder of Nancy Pelosi. And she called for the murder of Hillary Clinton. Now, let's just quick disassemble why none of these people have been prosecuted so far. Donald Trump, as he's running for president, he's a former president, and he says that Milley is a traitor and the penalty is death. That is prosecutable. The question is there a prosecutor now when Trump is being prosecuted on 91 felony indictments, charges in four jurisdictions? Say, how often do we have to prosecute this guy? You know, you got Al Capone, you know, in four jurisdictions, and there's another body that shows up in the Chicago River. Well, are we going to prosecute him again? I think yes. But who am I? I'm just saying I think yes. Paul Gosar, because he's in Congress. But to say that the top military officer in the United States should be hanged, but the guy is not over there, that he should be hung, that is prosecutable. But he's in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene called for the murder of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton before she was in Congress. She should have been prosecuted. Somehow they let it go, and then she got into Congress, and she's one of the ones who wants to shut down the government. These people are traitors. They're traitors to the United States. But more importantly, at some point, you've got to stand up to violence and threats of violence. If you don't stand up to threats of violence, violence then occurs. If you don't stand up to threats of violence, violence then occurs. And there's got to be prosecutions. It's routine. Fannie Willis has gotten more death threats than she can count. And hateful talk about the N-word, worse than any other civil rights leader in Georgia. Where are the prosecutions? If you can't do all of them, do a couple of them and send them to jail for 5 years. That'll get the attention of these people who threaten violence. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 59. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, 67. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 59. Seasonal temps Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today? I think we've lost Stephanie. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Very troubling with all these death threats. I don't know how they get away with it. If I call you and say I'm going to kill you, Matt, I mean, you got my phone number. I don't know how people don't know how this is going. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know. But at any rate, with all this that's going on, the government shutdown and death threats and everything else, the thing that really troubles me the most is Trump is leading in the presidency in the Republican Party. So it just seems like all the stuff is falling on deaf ears. And if you don't somehow prosecute the fake electors and all this stuff, all you got to do really, three states, if you could flip three states, because it just leans that way, and you talked about it some last week, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, for two of them, you flip them, Trump wins. And right. It just seems to me that this all this stuff falls on deaf ears, and my goodness gracious, the last thing I want to ever see is Trump anywhere near power. And this Congress, this Republican Congress, this whole thing is, I don't know, that's all troubling also. I mean, you're talking national defense and everything else here. So just keep getting the word out, Matt. Maybe somebody will figure this out and something will be done. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Excellent call. Yeah, let me comment on that. The truth of the matter is, let me first of all talk about the polls. The polls right now are fairly meaningless. The composite of all the polls show Trump at 46% and Biden at 46%. But the issue hasn't been joined yet. People haven't thought it out and people haven't gotten full information. And when you say he's ahead in the Republican primary, sure, but look at the rest of them. Have you ever seen a sorrier group of people? Really, a sorrier group of people. I mean, my God Almighty, you have Vivek Ramaswamy, whose message is identical in foreign policy to the Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, number one. Then you have DeSantis, who shames himself daily. The only guy that's talking any sense is Chris Christie. He's at 2% in the polls. We're going to the lines. We're going to do it in order. We're going to start Stephanie of Madison. What's your mind today, Stephanie? Thanks for calling.
Hey, you bet, Matt. I got at the tail end. I missed most of the show, but man, you're hitting what I want to talk about. These people should be prosecuted, not only for our sake, but for theirs. Okay. I mean, I'll tell you, there is so much rage and anger, and there's a lot to get enraged and angry about. But you have to pay close attention to what is going on, including with yourself, because, any one of us, if you're not careful, could get ourselves in a world of trouble. It's a downward spiral. It's a rabbit hole. It's absolutely insane. I find myself at times just getting enraged. And I would, if I repeated anything that maybe I've said to my very closest family members or friends, I could be in legal trouble. Anyway, that's all I want to say, everybody. We've got to take care of ourselves and each other and realize that we are all human beings, okay? So right. with that, I'm going to hang up.
Excellent call, Stephanie, as always. Thank you. Lee from Yuba, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Lee?
All right. Congratulations on your wonderful show, you fellow veteran.
Thank you, Lee.
Conversation earlier, and it was about Paul Goldsart. And I guess one of the problems that we have as Democrats is the fact that we're far too nice. Republicans are vicious, and they'll go after anything, anytime, in the worst way possible. And I think Democrats have to learn to be more aggressive themselves. And, you know, this cases against Goldsart and the others that are doing things that are unconstitutional and could be prosecuted, we don't. And we certainly should. I think that's one of our faults.
That's an excellent point. And let me give an example going back. Actually, it goes back almost 50 years, 40-some-odd years. When Jimmy Carter was running in 1976, and Jimmy Carter is a good man, and he was a good man, and he was a good president. Somehow Reagan bamboozled them with Hollywood glitz and all that. But the chairwoman of the Utah Republican Party said at a meeting that Jimmy Carter should be killed, or she'd like to kill him. The Secret Service went and talked to her, and she got emotional and said, I didn't mean it. She said, I could give him a hug and all this. And they ended up not prosecuting her, but the message got out. You don't say that kind of stuff. When you casually shoot your mouth off like crooked Donald Trump, or frankly, insane piece of garbage, Paul Gosar is not going to hang General Milley. Donald Trump is not going to hang or strangle General Milley. But what they do is they set the table. There was an instance a long time ago, and this goes back to the 80s, when one of the aldermen or aldermanic candidates in Milwaukee alluded to that maybe somebody should stand with a rifle and I-43 and pick people off in their cars. Now, if you've driven through Milwaukee, I-43 comes right through the city, and you know there are little hills on either side. And he was ultimately arrested. You can't have that kind of talk. You have that kind of talk in Asia. You have that kind of talk in Africa. You have that kind of talk in the Middle East. We do not have that kind of talk. You can't have that kind of talk. It's not just a matter of politeness. It's a matter of the foundations of our civilization, of our Constitution, and the Enlightenment that gave rise to our Constitution. If you casually threaten and then grin, you know, snicker, wink, oh, I wouldn't do it, but I can understand it. The pieces of garbage that say that should not be elected. If there's anybody out there listening to this, and I know you are, or Republicans or independents, or you don't know which way you're going, the bar is low, but not that low. You cannot vote for a party that countenances that. And even if someone you think is more moderate, if he's not willing to stand up to that, you can't vote for him. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming BBC on the Civic News Media app.
I'm Mike DeBuck.